Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, you won't be the so you tell me, you've been to your physician, look at you, there's been no change in your condition, reach out and touch the master's robe, there's healing for your mind. Your body and your soul, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken. About the situation, but with every
glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome you all. We're having a little technical difficulties. I just want to know if y'all can hear me out there this afternoon. Glory to the Most High God. We thank God for this opportunity one more time to come together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you can hear me, press 1. I want to make sure you all can hear me this morning. The music went off, so I'm not sure what happened. So I want to make sure that you all can hear me. All right. Okay. Thank you. I see that you all can hear me. Let's see if we can continue here. Devil, you a liar. We will receive in the name of Jesus Christ. There's nothing that you can do to stop us. We shall continue on in the name of the Lord our God. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name. Let's continue listening to the song here to let it minister to your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Glory to the Most High God. We thank you, Lord. It's now.
Into this building, you brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your physician, look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
the miracle to fix your need.
What's your trouble?
Once you trust him,
then you will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. You'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your need, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken
heart. He has mended my broken heart.
Give me a miracle.
Give me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? Let me lift your hands and say, right where you are, horrible and terrible.
For the God.
Thank
we
God.
Have received. received on today.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We receive.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, thank
oh,
you.
God, we can't thank you enough.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
We come
thank
to
you.
Receive on today.
Hallelujah.
We come to receive by faith on today.
Hallelujah.
Not by just by chance, but by faith.
Hallelujah.
We receive
yes.
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for this day.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord
oh,
Jesus.
God,
yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
yes,
for this day.
Hallelujah.
But we do recognize that this is your day that
yes,
you have given for us
yes,
to give thanks,
yes,
to
Lord.
Give praise,
yes,
and
Lord.
To give glory.
Yes, God. Yes,
we
Lord.
Just want to say thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
Lord.
I was glad when they said unto me,
yes.
let us go into the house
so
of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's healing in the house.
Yeah.
There's deliverance in the house.
Yeah.
There's peace in the house.
Yeah.
There's provisions in the house.
Yeah.
There's breakthrough in the house.
Yeah.
Let us go.
Into the house.
Of the Lord.
There's forgiveness in the house.
In the house.
There's love in the house.
In the house. Hallelujah.
There's soundness in the house.
Hallelujah.
There's self-control in the house.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God be for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah. Who can be against you? Hallelujah.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, we're so glad to be here today. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
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 To Sunday service. Once again, God has allowed us to be here
that's right.
at this set time, to come together,
yes.
to touch and agree, and to come together in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The
yes,
only
thanks.
Name I know
yes.
that we can receive there. Amen.
And can
welcome.
Count on. That's
and
right.
Count. Welcome
that's right.
again, everybody. We just write it down a little bit. Welcome. So good to see everybody here today.
Oh, yes.
Church is full today. We thank God for your presence.
My.
We thank
everybody
God for
came to church this morning.
Yes, all dressed up. Y'all looking
hallelujah.
Real good.
Grandma Helen is here this morning.
Yes, glory
I recognize
to God.
You. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Aunt Boo is here. Aunt Chandra is here.
Yes, welcome.
This morning or this afternoon.
This
welcome.
This afternoon.
Welcome. Who we else do we have?
We thank God for you, Minister Ref for the
Minister Ref
and our family. We thank God,
welcome.
Mr. Garvina Dudley. God
welcome.
Bless you. Welcome. Sister Laverne Green is here. God bless you. Welcome.
God bless
sister
you.
Brenda Carter, my cousin Brenda Gale is here. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
You see our sister and minister here, Marlisha Carter. God bless you.
Welcome.
And your
welcome.
Family. Welcome. Just the name of your brother, Lauren, is here. God bless you
hallelujah.
And your family. Hope you all had a wonderful, a happy Thanksgiving.
That's right. That's right.
So many more. Sister Mackie is here. God bless
sister
you. Good
Mackie,
to see
welcome.
You here.
Y'all came to church.
Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
That's
sister Dylan, hallelujah. Sister Yenison, God bless you. God keep your sister Connie Northern. God bless you. God
bless
keep you.
You.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm so excited. Look how many people done came to church.
We got so many people.
Oh.
Some we don't even know your name, but God know who you are. And God
right.
has counted you worthy. God has counted you faithful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so glad to have you
that's right.
here today. Here we are the Gospel Public Ministries. I am Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we're so glad to have you. We want to welcome you personally. If it's your first time being here with us in Sunday service here with the Gospel Public Ministry here on this platform, we
yes.
want to personally welcome you today. If you were press one, we want to welcome you, give you a warm, blessed welcome in
yes.
the Lord today. So go ahead and press one. Hallelujah. If it's your first time being here with us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, we do have someone here. God bless you. Last four digits of the numbers 2481.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Savannah.
Welcome. Let us get your name.
Greg from Greg Mason from Pennsylvania.
Greg, welcome. Welcome here to Sunday service. We're so glad to have you here. You're calling from Pennsylvania, so we're so glad to have you here at the Gospel of Ministry on the Preaching the Pastor Sunday service.
Yes, may God continue to bless you and strengthen you. May God be your guide. May God keep you and your family. May all that you prayed and asked God for, may there be no delays in what you're asking God to do in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we come together, touching the green on your behalf today, that all that you're asking God for from your heart, may God's will be done in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, we
yes.
give you a warm, blessed welcome. Me and my husband here at the Gospel Public Ministry.
And we thank you for being here.
We thank you for being there. How did you hear about and how did you know about Sunday service? I know somebody invited you.
I was just looking on Blog Talk, kind of praying over what to do.
Oh,
and all
right. right.
Hallelujah.
We thank God you live by the Holy Spirit. God bless you. God bless you. We hope you enjoy Sunday service, which we know that you will. Just allow the Holy Spirit to move on you today. God bless you. God keep you. Stay with us here, and I'm sure you will be blessed. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. He said he was led. He just allowed the Holy Spirit to lead him. He was on blog and was led. Hallelujah.
That's what the Holy Spirit would do. See, the Holy Spirit will lead you to that place.
Amen.
So you can be able to receive all that you need to receive.
Jesus.
And you might not know where the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to, but just go there, because when you get there,
my Lord,
that place called there.
Right there.
See, that's where God can bless you, right there. When
right
you go there.
Yes,
you go
Lord.
There.
Glory.
God tell you to go.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for one more time, Lord God, that you allowed us to be here, Lord God, to come together in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for new mercy and new grace on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we come believing and trusting, Lord God. We come casting all our cares and fears, oh God, and all our worries and concerns down, oh God, today. We leave it at your feet, oh God, and we pick up peace, we pick up joy, we pick up happiness on today, and we walk in our newness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask that you touch every heart and mind that's on the line today,
thank
oh God.
Lord,
Lord, open up the channels of our spirit, oh God, that we can receive from you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, I pray for divine positioning for the God, for every last one of your children alive today, oh God. Lord, position us, Father God, so that we can receive every blessing, every favor, oh God, that you have for our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we give it all over to you right now, Father God. We're holding nothing, oh God. We come surrendering all over to you, Lord God. Our will, oh God. We bind our mind with the mind of Christ and our will with yours, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance here right now. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of confusion and doubt and disbelief. We command you to cease your works and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of oppression and depression, every fighting spirit, every fatigue spirit, every spirit of gossip and greed, every gluttony spirit. We command you to cease your words and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask that you release your warring angels, oh God, to war against any spirit in the heavens that's designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, it is you that has delivered us and not ourselves, oh God. It is you that have created us and not ourselves, oh God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough. We had 1,000 tons of peace. Lord, we still can't thank you enough. My Lord, my God. Oh, Father God, you know every fear and every worry that your children have. So I come against every spirit of worry, hallelujah, and fear. And I command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please come and be still. Lord, come and be still. Hope, come and be still. Joy, come and be still. In the life of your children right there, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we ask that you make a way out of no way, because you're God that can make a way out of no way. You're God that can do more than we can expect in the name of Jesus Christ. You're God that does more than another. Lord, we thank you for the more in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We bind every work from the enemy right now, and we need you to go with Jesus Christ in you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Up there, we bind every sickness and disease and viruses right now, and we command you, we need you to go with Jesus Christ in you. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you stay there. We command you to stay there until the day of judgment, and you're thrown into the lake of fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you command your hand of protection, oh God, to be around your children, oh today, oh God. Let there be no preparation of people to these hedges of protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for your hands of protection on today. All our blessings are going and coming on today, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let your word continue to be in our mouth in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, he covered up our sacrifice. Oh Father God, let the scripture, oh God, oh Lord, your word be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah
thank
to your
you,
name,
Lord.
God. We can't thank you enough, oh God. Oh Lord, heal the sick on today, oh God. Oh Lord, remove every stone and block to our blessing. Remove every delay right now from our miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today. Oh Lord, rain down on your children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let us not leave this life today the same. Let us be transformed, oh God. Oh Lord, let our lives be renewed, oh God, by your word. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you for renewing our minds today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Christ. Oh, Lord, wash us through and through with your blood, oh God. Cleansing us, oh God, from everything that the world has put us through, oh God. Lord, put us back on your will. For you are the potter and we are the clay. Oh, Lord, make us over. Hallelujah. Make us new. Make us new. Hallelujah. In your name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, oh God. We thank you for the shed blood, oh God. We thank you for your beloved son, oh God, that you sent to save us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of our sins, you sent your son to die for us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the blood that cleanses us, that justifies us, that redeems us, that makes all things new, that heals us, oh God. We thank you for the blood, oh God, that reaches to the highest mountain, oh God. It falls to the lowest valley. Doesn't matter where we are, oh God. Whether we're on top or in the middle of the Bible, God, the blood reaches us, oh God, it saves us wherever we are. We just want to say thank you for the blood on today.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, your children need you right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless and heal our land on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your children not go hungry, oh God. Let them not thirst anymore, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, send someone to give your word to your children, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even to the unbelievers, they may ask, how can I be saved? In the name of Jesus Christ. And those that believe, they will help them to steadfast in their faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, send me, Lord God, and I will go. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your children. Thank you for your sons and daughters, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing to us, oh God. Thank you for what you've already done and what you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we can't thank you enough. But yet still we thank you. We come to give you thanks, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God.
Glory
we can pray and declare by your word. For the Bible says we've been doing for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And we receive joy this morning. Hallelujah. We see joy this day in the new, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, because you made it possible for us, hallelujah, to receive joy on today. And we just want to say thank you. That you woke us up, oh God, clothed in our right mind. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you give everyone today that's on this line right now, God, divine healing in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, and emotion, and physical being in accordance with your divine plan and order for our lives. And we receive divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful morning, the vomit of praise of the spirit of heaviness, for we are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us right now and every person that we prayed for today, according to John 16:23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, God. Oh, Lord, thank you for saving us, oh God. Thank you for setting us free, oh God. Thank you for being for us, oh God, for your word said that you'll never leave us or forsake us. And Lord, we trust in you with all that we have and all that we will have. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, oh God. Lord, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, your glory and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release on today, oh God, and flow in our inner man with rivers of living water, springing up for abundantly with life abundant. Fill us to overflowing with your favor, your compassion and love, your wisdom, hallelujah, and understanding. Oh, Lord, anoint us right now to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange voice, oh God. Give us your eyes to see spiritual, oh God, and a heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit, clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will, Father God. Lord, fill us with your gifts, anointings, and blessings in all else that you have for us, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to anoint us right now. Pour out your anointing on us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we receive your anointing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask natural, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things, and let your love so brightly shine through us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, into others, hallelujah, as an act of worship to you, in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone that's in service on today, and all that they're concerned about in love right now, and all that we're concerned about in love, over our homes, our cars, and everywhere our feet may tread, oh God, every building we may enter into, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, for we are protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and there was nothing that you can do about it, hallelujah. We decree and declare victory on today, in every area of our life right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for the victory on today. We thank you, Lord God, when it could have been and it should have been, but God, you stepped in, and we thank you, Lord God, for saving us. Hallelujah to your name, God. And Father God, I ask that you touch the pastor today. Touch his heart, touch his mind, touch his mouth, oh God. Oh Lord, as we decrease, oh God, that you may have all the increase in us for today, Father God. Lord, use us mighty. Oh Father God, that all will be healed, delivered, and set free, oh God. Whatever they're going through on today, Father God, let it be done, Father God. Let breakthrough come in the name of Jesus Christ. That they will decree and declare, hallelujah, that they will testify what you have done for them, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. And Lord, I ask that you increase our faith on today, oh God, and be everybody's strength, Father God, like you've always been. And we just want to say thank you, and we love you. We give it all over to you right now. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the power of the Holy Ghost and God's promises, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, Mama, my dear, oh, Lord, we thank you. Let it move on you right now. Let it just take you over. Let the Holy Spirit just take you over. Get what you need. Get what you need. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. The anointing is high right now in service. Pull on the anointing right now. Pull on it, whatever you're needing. By faith, pull on the anointing and receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You can have it, but you got to believe it so you can receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Move on us, hallelujah. Move on us right now. At this time, we'll have scripture and word from our very own pastor, Dorsey Manning. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, each and every one of you, for being in attendance. Even though we can't see your face, but we definitely can feel your presence. And we thank you for being present. Thank you for being present. We thank the Holy Ghost for being present in us. You know, just like our brother here from Pennsylvania, he said he was led there. And I like the way he said that he was led, you know, here to blog talk, to be a part of the service this morning, to be a part of the worship. It's not just a service, this is a worship service. So, you know, we all are created equal. So thank God for him, and thank God for each and every one of you in Louisiana and other places, New York and wherever else you are in Texas. So we thank you for being here, part of the service with us. Scripture reading this afternoon. You know, I woke up this morning and, you know, definitely God had a message for me, but not just for me, but also to be able to give to each and every one of you. And I thank God for giving it to me, to be still about it. So I'm going to give it to you here. The message, I found it in a couple places in Scripture, and I'll show you that in just a second. But first, what I want to say is that, you know, God has definitely given me, each and every one of you, a gift, more than one gift. But God has given us a gift, and that gift that God has given us, it's like no other gift that you have ever seen before or anybody have ever can give. You know, he has given you a gift for you to use. And this gift that God gave for you to use, you know that you have it. You know that you have it. And while you're here, you know, breathing breath and being in the land of the living people, you know, this gift is on the inside of you, and it leads you to places. It leads you out of places. It protects you from certain things, you know. And this gift that God gave is Christ Jesus. That's the ultimate gift. He gave you Christ Jesus. And this gift of Christ Jesus is called grace. Grace. Everyone that received that gift from God, that received that gift from God. See, you received grace. And when you receive grace, grace is the very thing that keeps you together. Grace keeps you together. Not only that it keeps you together, see, grace has you in that place where you're not toe all up in the mind. You know, why your heart is not all broken all the time. You know, why your relationships, you know, don't stay in that place of strife, stay in that place of just hating one another. See, grace, when you receive grace, so you know how to love one another. You know how to love one another in a way that you don't even know how I love you like that, but I just know how to love you because it's grace that's on the inside of you.
Amen.
That's the gift that God gave you. And God gave you that gift freely. He gave that gift freely. So you too should also give that to one another. See, I don't know what it is and where you're trying to get in life. I don't know what you're trying to earn in this lifetime. I don't know what position that you're trying to hold. But see, what God have already done for you, that's enough. That's enough for you. That's enough for you to live in this lifetime, you know, live free, live in this life, you know, of being, you know, just in happiness, just in harmony, this gift of grace. Let me show you this here in scripture right here. You have your Bibles here. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 4.
Yes, Lord.
1 Peter chapter 4, and we're going to start right here. Verse 10, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Yeah, we can find this in a lot of places in the Bible. I want to start right here. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10 says, as each have received a gift, use it to serve one another.
Amen.
As good stewards of God, varied grace. Now, I read this from the New English Standard Version. Your version, you know, might say it's a little bit different, but it means the same thing. You see right here, this right here is saying that you have received that gift. See, this is a gift that you have received of grace for you to use it to serve one another. Use it to serve one another. See, God didn't give you hate. God didn't give you anger. God did not give you fear. He did not give you brokenness and all these things, you know, that you cause each other to be in that place of feeling hate or the feeling sad or the feeling broken, the feeling bound. No, God gave a gift.
Jesus.
He gave that gift. And right here it says, you know, you are to serve one another with that gift.
My God.
Now John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever that believeth on him shall not perish, but to have everlasting life. Now look, did you hear right there what that scripture says? It said God gave his only begotten son, which is grace. We shouldn't just look at grace like this is the word, I'm just going to give you some grace. See, when you're giving someone grace, you're giving them love, according to scripture. And if you're giving them love, what you're giving them, you're giving them a gift. And this gift that you're giving them, this is the same thing where God says to serve one another that gift. Because, see, God has served you that gift of love, that gift of grace, that gift of Jesus Christ for you to use every single day of your life.
Jesus.
Now, use it. Don't just believe in Christ Jesus. You're going to believe in him, but not use him. I believe that you live. I believe that you died. I believe that you were risen from the dead for me. But I don't want to use you right now because I don't see my way out. You see, you can't see your way out. So you can see your way out of things through the eyes of Christ Jesus. It don't matter what the situation looks like. The way out is through Jesus Christ. See, the way to the throne or the way to the kingdom is through Christ Jesus. You can't go to God without going through Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's a gift that God gave you. And when you receive that gift is on the inside of you. And because that gift is on the inside of you, let it come on the outside of it and give it freely to one another. Amen. God bless everyone.
Hallelujah.
God bless everyone, and may God keep you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May the scripture add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, most of all, the doers of his word. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for the scripture and the word of understanding on today. May God bless all that God has given a pastor to give to you that you have received it. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back here with the message today from your very own Pastor Tawanika Manning. All right. God bless you. Stay right there. Let it move on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
It said, encourage yourself in the Lord. Not in any other thing. Encourage yourself in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we thank you, Father God, that we have made it to this part of Sunday service. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service. Would it be delivered to you by no other than my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. You know, she's very anointed. She's very diligent in that word. You know, she's always putting herself in that place to hearing what God has for her to hear so she can deliver to each and every one. I'm so excited about it. You know, God has really blessed her, you know, in a mighty way, you know, for her to be a blessing. So I'm going to get out of the way, and here is Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all better give God praise, glory, and honor. Stand to your feet, clap your hands wherever you are right now, because God is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. We just want to say thank you, Father God, for one more time, Father God. We thank you for new mercy and grace. I don't know about you, but when I think about the things of God, I get excited about God and all that he's done,
hallelujah,
all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do. Hallelujah, because he cares about you. My Lord, my God, if you believe it, say glory. Hallelujah. Father God, we just
glory,
want to say thank
glory.
You for one more time, oh God, for one more
Thank
time. A lot of us just said, I just need one more time to get it right. And God has given you one more time. Have you ever been in a situation and you ask for just one more time? I want you to know today that God has given you one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited you are. Hallelujah. About the one more time. Hallelujah. He shouted about Shatah. And I've been saying this all week long. And I mean, last week I was telling people, let me tell you something. You don't make time. Hallelujah. God makes time. We take time. So we take time out today. Hallelujah. Just to thank God for one more time. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning. I thank God for everyone today. I get really excited and out of breath real quick. So bear with me on today. I just thank God for seeing everyone in service on today. Thank God for all everybody, all guests that are here today. We thank God for you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. You've already done it for us, and I just want to say thank you. I was so glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you once again that you allowed us to be here. Bless the Lord. You all bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I thank you, Father God. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, church, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard my cry. Hallelujah. He delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. So, Father God, we thank you on today. We want to forgive for one more time.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Thy kingdom come on today. Thy will be done. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us in service today, according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover us right now, each of us, with your glory and your presence. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. We give it all over to you right now, Father God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God, for one more time.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
You.
And we all say amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, welcome again, you all. I'm excited. I thank God for this past Thanksgiving. It was a wonderful day to give thanks. As we always give thanks, we should always be giving thanks. Don't get so caught up in the gift that you forget who gave you the gift. Don't get so caught up in the blessing that you forget about the blesser. Don't get so caught up in the healing you forget about the healer. Don't get so caught up in the favor you forget about the one who gave favor. Let's not get so caught up in things and forget about who has given it to us. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we'll just receive it and go and never go back and give thanks. Hallelujah. We want to be the one that goes back and say thank you. Not just say thank you, but we want to be the one that thank and follow. We don't want to just take things from God and then go. We want to take it and follow God. We want to walk the walk of Christ. Amen. And that's just something that got on my heart to say and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Like I said, I'm so excited to see everybody, my brother here in service, and Grandmother Helen and everyone else, Sister Connie. So happy to see you all, Brother Learn. And I'm just excited, you all, Sister Marlisha Carter and Minister Relford and Minister Delvina and just everyone. God bless you. Sister Shanda Jackson, God bless you. Sister Doretha and Jamel Henderson and her husband and children, God bless you all. And just happy to see everybody, Brenda Dale and family. I thank you all for being here. I'm just so excited about what God is doing in this season. So I got a word, you all. I was trying to figure out, so Lord, what is it that you want me to give to your children? What is it that you want me, not my words or what I want to do, Father God, or what I think they need, but Father God, what is it that you want me to deliver? For I am an ambassador of Christ. So what is the message, not my next, but the message of God that you want me to deliver, Father God? Your word, not my word. I don't want to hear any other voice, Father. I want to hear from you. So I'm praying, I'm asking God, and I'm ready. And I'm ready to write, and I'm studying the Bible. I'm still waiting. And God, he always give it to me right on time. And so I went to my prayer closet. I said, Lord, what is the word? Because through the night, I have words coming to me, and I'm praying, and I'm sleeping, and I'm up, and I'm down, and I'm up, and I'm down. I'm saying, okay, Lord, what is it? And this happens every Sunday, because I want to make sure that I'm not giving the word that I want to preach, that I want, you know, that I think you all should hear. I want to give a word that's going to break chains and break yokes, and that people will be delivered and set free and healed. I want to give people that word. And the only way that can happen is if it's the word of God and not my word. Amen. So the message I received is God saying, I want you to deliver this to my children. He says here, by his word, if God be for you, who can be against you? So this is a message today. Hallelujah. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we're operating in fear because we don't realize who is for us. But if you understand on today, if God be for you, who can be against you? I want you to understand, no matter what you're going through or what they say, what them and they say, but if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. But if God be against you, who can be for you? Hallelujah. I want to reverse that thing so you can understand, because this is the message that God gave me, his prophet, to tell my people that if I be for them, what are they afraid about? What are they scared of? He said, give them my word. Give them the scripture in Romans 8 and 31 and said, but if God be for you, hallelujah, who can be against you? I'm giving you the word today because this is the word that God has given me to give to you today. Not any of that, but today, that you may live by this word all the days of your life, that you will give this word to somebody else on today, that you will not keep it for yourself, that you will not hide it and not share it with other children of God. Amen. Even the unbeliever, that they may believe. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 31, and we're going to start out in Samuel, but I want you to know, because God said, give my children this word. If I be for them, who can be against them? So you are not operating in fear and worry. Hallelujah. Depressed and oppressed. And he said, God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? This is the word. It's in the Bible. You can find it for yourself. In Romans 8, chapter 31, the Bible says, what then shall we say to these things? And the Bible said, if God is for us, who can be against us? It's right in the Bible. The word is here. And I want to take you all here. We're going to come back to Romans, because this is how I was given to give it to you today. If God be for you, who can be against you? Know who is on your side, my brothers and sisters. Know who is on your side. We're going to first tell you all, and you all have heard this story in the Bible about David. It's such a familiar story to so many people. It's been preached so many ways. But today I want you to understand that God before you, who could be against you? When we look in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37 through 50, if you can follow with me, let me take a little bit of your time that God has given you to share this with you today so that you can understand that you can leave here today off this line, delivered and set free, understanding that if God be for you, who can be against you? Knowing that God is on your side no matter what you go through, no matter when the flood comes in, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that God will lift up his spirit will lift up a standard. If God before you, who can be against you, that you can walk through the fire and not be burned? I want you to understand today clearly, if God be for you, who can be against you? So when we look in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37 through 50, the Bible says, moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. So in verse 38 says, so Saul called David with his armor, and he put on a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. And David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. Verse 40 says, then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself five smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, so in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And verse 41 says, so the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, a ready and good looking. Verse 43 says, so the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. So in verse 44 says, and the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom have you defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is God in Israel. Verse 47 says, then all the assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Verse 48 says, so it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he flung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground. Verse 50 says, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. I want you to understand, if God be for you, who can be against you? David went into a situation understanding what he was against him, even though the odds had looked like it was going to be against him, but he said, I will go in the name of the Lord, who saved me once before, who delivered me once before. He would deliver me again, because David understood whose side he was on. He was on the side of God. So I want you to understand, when you know that God is with you, hallelujah, and when you know God is for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. David knew that, even though they gave him over to put on, he said, I have not tested this. I want you to understand, he tested God before, and he knew God to be faithful and true, that God was on his side, that he had nothing to worry about. And not only did he speak it, hallelujah, he walked it. There was action behind his faith. He believed, and so that he received, God showed up. The Bible says here, hallelujah, in verse 50, that David did not have a sword in his hand. Hallelujah. God delivered the Philistine in the hand of David. You know why? Because God, if God be for you, who can be against you? I don't care how big or how small the situation is, or how many is on the other side coming against you. I don't care what your money looks like. Hallelujah. When God is for you, who can be against you? When we look at the story of Saul's son Jonathan. If you know the story about Jonathan, this is King Saul's son. It was in the Bible in Samuel chapter 14, verse 16. The Bible says in chapter 14, verse 6, I'm sorry, Jonathan, the son of King Saul, and his armor bearer fought against the Philistines, the army of the Philistines. And he said, God would deliver us. Hallelujah. They went in the name of the Lord, knowing that God was on their side, that they was already victorious before they went in. Hallelujah. That the Bible tells us that Saul had over 600 men to fight against the army of the Philistines. But his son Jonathan and his armor bearer, hallelujah, he told his armor bearer, God would deliver us. The Lord of Israel would deliver us. He said, then we shall go. Hallelujah. He didn't have to say, how you know this? How are you sure that God's going to do it? He believed and they went. And the Bible says, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm getting excited right now. Hallelujah. I hope you're being helped on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, I'm going to go to scripture right here. And I want to bring this to you. This is 1 Samuel chapter 14, you all. Huh? My Lord, my God. Oh, Father God, walk with us and talk with us right now so we can understand and know, Father God, if you are with us, who can be? Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that, oh my Lord, my God, that Jonathan and his armor bearer fought against the army of the Philistines, and God delivered them. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 14, verse 15, and there was a trembling in the camp, in the field, and among all the people. The garrison and the raiders also trembled, and the earthquake, so that it was a very great trembling. Hallelujah. I want you to know when God is on your side, he will cause things to happen. It will shake up the earth, hallelujah, that all will be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. And then I want you to know, if God be for you, hallelujah, if God be for you, if God be for you, hallelujah, if God be for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you? Hallelujah. And Jeremiah was a youth. He was too busy to say, I'm a youth, I can't speak. What's going to happen to me? But God said, in Jeremiah chapter 1 and 8, he said, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. I want you to know today that God is saying, if I be for you, who can be against you? And God wants you to know that he is on your side to deliver you from every situation and circumstance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But will you trust him and know that God is on your side? And if God be for you, who can be against you? If your family turn on you, knows you got God. If your job lets you go, it's always you got God. I'm here to tell you today, if God be for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you? I want you to know that. Hallelujah. If God be for you, sister, who can be against you? If God be for you, brother, who can be against you? Hallelujah. If you know who you got on this side, you can stare your enemy in the face. Hallelujah. You can stare our army in the face and not be moved. And know that God will deliver you. Hallelujah. With just a little bit of faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God gave me this word this morning. He said, tell my children that I am with him. Fear not, said the Lord, for I am with you to deliver you, hallelujah, in every situation and circumstance, in the name of Jesus Christ. But will you trust him? Will you trust him to save you? Will you trust him, hallelujah, to deliver you, hallelujah, out of every situation, whatever it may be, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I wish I had some scholars on the line today. Welcome me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He kind of never shot fire. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. When we look at the Bible in Acts, hallelujah, if you know who Peter is, Apostle Peter, hallelujah, he was kept in prison. Over there in Acts 12, the story about Peter, when they had locked him up in prison, they would set him up to execute him that night. The Bible tells that Peter was kept in prison to be executed the night he was supposed to be brought out. He was sleeping. Hallelujah. Understand that when you know you're about to be executed, will you be sleeping? But when you know you got God on your side, you can rest and know everything is all right in the name of Jesus Christ. So the Bible tells us in Acts, in the book of Acts, chapter 12, that Peter was kept in prison to be executed the night he was supposed to be brought out. He was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guard before the door was keeping the prison. And the Bible tells us, and an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone on the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, and saying, arise quickly, and his chains fell off his hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to understand today, Peter was sleeping saw her. I mean, Peter was all in his sleep. The angel had to strike him on his side to wake him up because he knew who was on his side. He didn't have time to worry because he trusts God. When you trust God and know that God is on your side and know that no matter what's against you, hallelujah, God is for you. You don't have to worry about the outcome. You just got to trust God that everything is all right and done. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you today, if God be for you, who can be against you? No prison, no chains, no shackles, no lies, no world system, no government, no man, no woman, no child, no sickness, no disease, no death, no disability, no money or matter can stop, hold, delay, take or kill you. When you got God on your side, my Lord, my God, who can be against you?
Hallelujah.
I just want you to know today, the word today, God is saying, my children, my sons and daughters, I am with you. Know that I am on your side. Know that I that deliver you. Hallelujah. Know that God is the one that will set you free. Hallelujah. But if you just trust him, today the question is, will you trust God and know that God is for you? Will you trust God and stand on his word? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, will you stand on his word? We know the story about Joseph. Joseph trusted God. He had favor no matter where he went because God was on his side. My Lord, my God. Do you have the story of Joseph today? Do you have the story of Peter? Hallelujah. Do you have the story of David or Jonathan? Oh, are you willing to trust them on today? This is the word that God gave me to give to his children. He said, if you just trust me and know, if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for you, who can be against you? I just want you all to let that sit with you for a while right there. And once it sit, let it marinate a little bit more. Hallelujah. And once it marinate, let it marinate a little bit more. Hallelujah. And once it marinate a little bit more, let it marinate a little bit more. Because I need you to understand and get it today. Hallelujah. Write it on your palms. Hallelujah. Write it on your heart. Hallelujah. Write it on your mind that if God be for you, who can be against you? So now I'm going to go back to Romans. Hallelujah. Chapter 8, verse 31. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read the scripture here. Hallelujah. And I'm going to wrap up. Hallelujah. Because understanding of God before you, who can build against you? I don't care how the bills are piling up. I don't care what the eviction notice is saying to you. Hallelujah. You can go to sleep and they could be knocking at your door. But if God before you, who can be against you? I'm here to tell you because God did it for me. He can do it for you. He did it for Peter. Hallelujah. He did it for David. Hallelujah. He did it for Joseph. Hallelujah. He can do it for you. Hallelujah. He did it for Jeremiah. Hallelujah. He's done it for us. Hallelujah. But if you can trust him, have faith and know if God be for you, who can be against you? Again, in Romans chapter 8. I want to wrap up with this, if you let me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to wrap up with this here. Just give me one moment here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let it just sit on you right now today, you all, and just receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that if God be for you, who can be against you? And God is saying, if you just trust me, if you just trust me and receive it and understand that you can go in that courtroom when all odds look against you, like ain't no way, hallelujah, right? The judge ain't for you, hallelujah, lawyer ain't for you, but God be for you, and who can be against you? Who can be against you? The Bible tells us, you all, in the Romans 8, you all, Romans 8, chapter 31, hallelujah. And I'm right here. Thank you all for being patient. The Bible says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33 says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercessions for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. Verse 36 says, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 36 says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Verse 38 says, so I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Again, I say to you, if God be for you, who can be against you? God bless you all. God bless you. I pray that this message bless your spirit, that it's brought peace, joy, and happiness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that God is for you. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen. God bless you. At this time, we'll open up the doors of the church. If there be one today.
There might be one. There might be one that realized that I am a sinner and I have not been living my life. Like I know that God has already made me to live it. I want to give my life over to Christ. Christ,
amen.
Will come into my life, change my heart, change my mind.
Yes, Lord.
Give me your spirit, Holy Spirit. I receive your Holy Spirit, your spirit on the inside. There may be one today. There may
amen.
Be one that, you know, have already received Christ, have already believed Christ, but have
yes,
drifted
Lord.
Away, have went back, you know, have went back to the world and doing things like the world say to do, you know, living like the
yes,
world
Lord.
Tell you to live and how self
Jesus.
Say to live. You just want to rededicate your life over to God.
Yes.
You want to start back working for God instead of working for the world and working for self.
Jesus.
Maybe there's one. Maybe there's one.
Amen.
There may be even be one that have some type of sickness that's in their body. Their relationship may not be where they know it needs to be, or whatever. Their home might be out of order, or maybe there's someone that just needs prayer about something, some issue that you're carrying around, something that you're worrying about, and just been worrying about it for so long, you want to give it all over to God. Let us pray for you.
Amen.
There may even be one that wants to join us. No, let me and my wife, Pastor Tawanika, and I be your pastor. We would love to be your pastor. Give us an opportunity to show you something, you know, in Scripture, to be able to tell you about the gospel of mercy, of
yes,
grace,
Lord.
And truth. Let us be your pastor.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We might have one.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless all here in service on today. At this time, we'll have our tithes and offering. You can send your tithes over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. That's Pastor in capital S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L.
Yeah.
Pastor Chantel at Cash App. Or through Messenger. They have Messenger payment at Tawanika Manning on Facebook. Amen. If you want to send it any other way, you can give us a call. We'll give you more information on how to do that to sow into the ministry at 346-719-3349. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus
yes.
Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes and give offerings, O God, according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the 7 promises that you have given to us as a tithe. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word in heaven will open up and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to rebuke the devourer, Lord God, for our sake, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes and giving offerings. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy we destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes and giving offerings. Heavenly Father, we ask you that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any member of our families, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you, hallelujah, hallelujah, to keep our families and our finances,
hallelujah,
our fruits, and our ground. Bless us with your seven blessings of a tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, Father God, to give us the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tither, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed, because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. It is you that has blessed us to be a blessing. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Right now, we'll have our announcements from our very own Sister Dilla. Let me get Sister Dilla. Amen. Welcome, Sister Dilla.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening to everybody.
Good evening.
The announcement of today is on Monday from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. We have intercessory prayer and fasting. On Tuesday, you can schedule one-on-one counseling prayer with Pastor Chantel. You can contact her at 346-719-3349. And then on Wednesday, we have Bible study at 7 p.m. You can call 732-434-2510. Then on Thursday at 8 p.m. is the Preaching and the Pastor Show. Then on Sunday service at 2 o'clock, you can call it 842-277-9213. And we have already started our minister training classes. Sunday, every first Sunday, which is going to be next Sunday, we're going to have Holy Communion. So make sure you have your wine, your grape juice, cracker. And then I think that's it. Is there any more, Pastor?
Oh, I'll give everything else.
Oh, shop. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
And then on,
God bless you.
God bless you.
Anything else you got to do with?
Oh, I was going to say about the shout on Thursday. Y'all need to join us on, we have the shout. Y'all need to come on there and get your shout on. Is you can call 845-277-9213 at 12 noon, Monday through Thursday. Don't miss it, because it's real good. Amen.
Amen. Amen, you all. God bless you. Thank
Amen.
You, Sister Dilla, for the announcement. Amen, you all. Again, the shout is Monday through Thursday at 12 p.m. noon right here on the Preaching the Pastor Portman, 845-277-9213. Again, we are already in minister training class. Already, you all, we're really enjoying what God is doing in minister training. And Sister Dilla said we do have communion first Sunday. Actually, it's the end of this month, you all. Tomorrow is the 30th. So we thank God for the month of November. It's been a very blessed month. And we just thank God for what God is doing. And so I think that's all that we have. I don't know. I was kind of a little distracted for a minute there while Sister Dilla was giving the announcement. So I think she let you all know Monday we have intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. at the number 732-434-2510. So please join us. And Thursday we have midweek service, you all, here on the same number, 845-277-9213. So God has really blessed us to be able to have midweek service on Thursdays at 7 p.m. And I think that is all. Thank God for you. Thank you, Sister Bill, for the announcements. Thank everybody for being here in Sunday service. At this time, Pastor, did you? I just want to see. We have Minister Relford on the line, and we have Minister Darvina. We have about 10 minutes left in service, so I want to see if Minister Relford, do you have a word for God's people on today? You know, we're supposed to be ready in and out of season. Minister Relford, encourage someone today with the word of God.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in the Father, believe also in me. In my heart, in my Father's house are many If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for that word. Hallelujah. She was ready. God said, be ready. That's one of our ministries here at the Gospel Public Ministries. I didn't tell her I was going to put on, but God said, be ready in and out of season. We should always have the word of God in our mouth that we can give to one another.
Yeah.
Amen. You just never know. You need to run across somebody that needs a word of encouragement that you can give that word. Let your heart not be troubled. You know, so many people have troubled hearts today. Just to hear that, let your heart not be troubled. Hallelujah. Thank
That's
you,
right.
Minister Rafferty. God bless you. Pastor Manning, go ahead. We have our benediction and our final word from Pastor Manning. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. You know, one more time, thank y'all for being in Sunday service. You know, you could have been anywhere, but you found yourself right here with us, touching and agreeing.
Amen.
And we thank God for the word that was delivered.
Yes, Lord.
If God be for you, then who can be against you? Well, I tell you who, no one can be against you when God's for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not even yourself. You can't even be against yourself. Hallelujah. So we thank God. We thank God for the word. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen again. God bless
amen.
You. We love you. And we can't wait
God
to be back
you.
With you again.
Yes. Well, amen. Have a blessed day, you all, in the Lord. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity. We bless you, hallelujah, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and a true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. God bless you all. God keep you. We love you. We love you. Love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it, but receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And know that God is always on your side. Have a wonderful Sunday in the Lord. We love you. Love you, honey. God bless you all.
Amen.
I love you too. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
one time,
that's all I really. tree, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.